We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
They call you the Grill Master. You've seared the thickest porterhouse in the butcher shop. And as you lift that first forkful to your mouth, you savor the moment. To get amazing offers during the Mercedes-Benz summer event, like the 2019 C-Class sedan and GLC SUV, the perfect recipes of driving performance. Plus, you can enjoy 6 months of Sirius XM All Access included. The Mercedes-Benz summer event, now serving limited time offers on a select lineup of vehicles. Offers end September 3rd. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Hi everyone, this is Colm Kelly. You're listening to the RotoViz Highlight Reel, brought to you by MyBookie, the official sportsbook of RotoViz Radio. On the Highlight Reel, we feature the top articles on rotoviz.com and get an extended insight into the writer's process and findings. For those of you who don't know, RotoViz is a sports data and analytics site that publishes over 1,000 articles per year and has a suite of more than 20 proprietary apps. Go to rotoviz.com to check out the site. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about another great article that's up on the site, and that is with my guest here on today's show. It is Blair Andrews. You can follow Blair at Am I the Real Blair? Blair, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. We're finally into the NFL season, so yeah, excited to talk some football.
Yeah, and for those who haven't heard the RV32 series, I worked with Blair on that there, so it's great to finally get to talk to you on a podcast rather than listening to your voice on one.
Yeah, that's right. We've never actually talked, but pleasure to be on.
Yeah, so hopefully it all goes smooth now for us as we jump into the show. Today we're going to be discussing the Ultimate Zero RB watch list, and Blair's been writing on RotoViz with this. Blair, I'm just going to let you get straight into it. What is the Zero RB watch list?
Sure. So the Zero RB watch list is it's an article that actually Sean Siegel wrote last year on RotoViz, and it basically goes through each depth chart in the NFL looking at the running back opportunity. So it's partly the goal is to find running backs who maybe are under the radar, maybe in next man up situations if the starter ahead of them would get injured. Basically people who haven't broken out yet and are and nobody's talking about. Yeah, so naturally it takes two normal people to do what Sean does by himself. So I'm writing the NFC edition, and Court Smith, who is an editor at RotoViz, is doing the AFC.
Yeah, it's something that I've been checking out, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how it goes throughout the season. For You know, anytime I've ever had Sean on any of my podcasts, you know, I always look to kind of follow his methodology. So I'm very much pro Zero RB. So this is something that I'm going to be diving into. You'll be kind of looking to see who that next candidate is to break out, or maybe due to injury. Obviously, David Johnson has gone on the IR today for the Cardinals. So we're looking at you'll be looking into backfields like that to see where the opportunity is. What tools have you used to dive into the research?
Yeah, so there are two main tools I'm using for this research. I mean, obviously, can go beyond that. But the two main ones I look at are the RotoViz Screener, which is an app on RotoViz that allows you to run a bunch of queries for pretty much any fantasy-relevant stat that you can think of. And you are able to sort of filter the queries so you can look at exactly the data you need. So if you want to find out, say, how many carries inside the 10-yard line Le'Veon Bell got last year or something, you'd be able to, you know, adjust the sliders and set your parameters to see only those carries. So it's a really powerful tool, and you know, obviously there's a lot more functionality to it beyond what I'm going to be showing in the article, so definitely something to check out for yourself. Then the other tool that I use or will be using is the Snap Report, and that one so far is not updated, but hopefully it is by the time this airs. It basically shows you how many snaps a player got kind of as a percentage of team snaps. And the nice thing about that is it allows you to visualize how many snaps a player's getting over the course of a season. So you can kind of pick up on trends, like if a player is getting, if seeing his snaps increase week after week, he might be, you know, the coaching staff might be looking to get him some extra opportunity. So it's something to definitely keep an eye on.
Yeah, it's one of those ones, particularly with rookies or maybe players that are further down the depth chart. You might see from week one to week two to week three that their usage is going to start to increase. And I found the Snap Report very beneficial last season and looking into players. And at the same time, you could have a veteran who starts to get a lighter workload. So it is something that's very, very valuable. And those two tools are up on rotoviz.com, along with, as I mentioned, more than 20 other proprietary apps that we have up there on RotoViz. And as a listener to the podcast, you can now get a 30% off discount to the RotoViz NFL Pass. It's available through the NFL podcast homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast. Your subscription gives you unlimited access to all of our NFL content and tools, and it also supports the pod. So be sure and get your 30% discount for an NFL Pass now at rotoviz.com/podcast. So it's called the Zero RB Watchlist, but is it useful for anyone or only those who are taking that Zero RB approach? I would imagine it's very beneficial to everybody based on the fact that if you have one of those guys who is a top running back, like I mentioned with David Johnson, you know, it just takes one play and one injury to make you turn into a Zero RB player.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely useful for anyone. And like you mentioned, especially if you are a David Johnson owner or someone like that, you'll want to pay extra attention. I suppose, you know, going into the season, zero running back teams might have some extra motivation to really kind of turn the waiver wire to find some hidden talent, just because they tend to go into the season with weaker running back cores. So yeah, that's one thing. And I mean, the other thing which to keep in mind, which probably is, you know, more important than people think, is that your running back teams also have more sort of disposable running backs on the end of their depth chart. So, like, if you're looking to pick up Andre Ellington or someone, you're probably not going to drop, I don't know, someone like CJ Procise to make room on your team. But if the running back on the end of your bench is somebody more like, say, Aaron Jones, then it's probably an easier decision or something like that.
So the article is going to be running coming out on Thursdays, and obviously waiver wires are processed mainly earlier in the week prior to a Thursday. What's the most actionable part of the article? Are you going to focus it kind of towards maybe DFS, or is it going to be just based on people maybe who are doing pickups later in the week as a real, real deep stash?
Yeah, I would guess the most useful part is going to be trying to find some really deep sleepers before they break out. But the other thing that it could be useful for would be, I mean, there is going to be content about the starters or about the primary backups. So finding trade targets based on opportunity is something it could be used for. And also, like you said, it could be really useful in DFS, I suppose especially for finding some contrarian plays at running back if you're looking for those.
Yeah, so rather than looking at players who are, you know, as I mentioned, the waiver wire, that are waiver wire candidates this week, you're trying to look at them prior to when they're waiver wire candidates, somebody who you want to pick up the week ahead of, before the person actually is kind of the person that everyone wants that particular week.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mentioned there as well with the possibilities of using it for DFS, I think it's going to be quite an actionable way of using it. If you're interested in DFS or even weekly DFS now is a new thing that's out with Draft, and Draft are sponsoring the podcast here as well. And if you sign up, you can get one free game courtesy of Draft when you sign up and download their app, or if you play online. The app is available through the App Store, so all you have to search is for Draft, or else you can go to playdraft.com. Come and join today. I'm playing on a weekly basis, so anyone that's interested, hit me up on Twitter at Overtime Ireland, and I'll jump into a league with you. All you have to do is use our code RVRadio when you sign up, and with that first deposit, you will get a free entry into it. So you can have a go, test out the waters, and see how you get on. It is one-week fantasy football, very similar to DFS, but rather than have a salary cap and pick your team, you just go in, and it's in a snake draft format, similar to your redraft. So it's almost like blending redraft and DFS together, but it's based on a one-week league. So if you played last week and you did have David Johnson in your lineup, well, this week you don't have to worry about the waiver wires or anything. You can just go straight in and pick up somebody else as you go through the draft process. And the thing I like about it is if you think, like myself, that you know a little bit more because of all the research you do, and I'm sure Blair feels the same way, if you're in there with some guys who maybe aren't paying as much attention, you can get some really, really nice values there, rather than everyone going off the same sheet in DFS, whether it's DraftKings or FanDuel or whatever other company it is. So that is PlayDraft. You can go to playdraft.com, or you can get the app in the App Store, and just use the code RVRadio when signing up. And if you're interested in the game, hit me up on Twitter. So moving back into the article, anything that you think that maybe you got really wrong in week one with what you did so far in the process?
Yeah, I mean, I guess week one, it's hard to say anything is really wrong, but there are a few big surprises. I think pretty much nobody expected, for instance, Darren McFadden to end up being a healthy scratch. We were looking at him as probably the primary backup to Zeke, and hard to explain exactly what's going on there. I've seen some speculation that maybe the Cowboys expect Zeke to still go on the commissioner's exempt list, so they want to keep McFadden from getting hurt, but I don't know. It's tough to figure out.
Yeah, that would be that would be one reason I think the Cowboys might have done that, is to the case of keeping him healthy for when they do need him, rather than put him in there and maybe get injured in week one and then, you know, have to go and look for another running back.
Definitely, yeah, that makes a lot of sense and is a plausible explanation for what's going on there. So yeah, I can see that. And then I guess the other guy I was really bullish on, who ended up giving, you know, putting in kind of a dud, was CJ Procise, who I thought was going to be featured pretty heavily in the passing game. Especially, he ended up getting zero targets in that game and only four carries on 16 snaps, I think. So that was a real disappointment. But it's only week one, so I'm still pretty hopeful.
Yeah, so if I've let you go and I've kind of seen who you got wrong for, so I'll let you pump up your ego a little bit now. And this is the highlight reel. I'm going to let you highlight some of the ways that you got it right. Who are some of the players and the analysis that you hit on in week one?
Sure. Well, Tariq Cohen was someone who I had picked out. Yeah, I know. It's hard to predict the kind of game he was actually going to have.
Yeah, but it's still pretty good. Take credit.
Yeah, all right, yeah. No, I just said he looked like the passing down back in Chicago for a long time. I even wrote him up in May and said that was the likely scenario. But, yeah, so that felt pretty good to kind of get that one right. He just had a ridiculous workload on Sunday. So I'm looking forward to seeing that carry into the future. I don't think we can expect 12 targets every week, but still really encouraging. And then one other interesting thing I noted in the piece was that it looked like of all the New Orleans Saints backs, Alvin Kamara's workload was probably the safest. And I didn't actually predict that he would do what he did, which I believe was to lead all running backs in snaps, carries, and targets. So that was kind of a happy surprise there. But I do like his prospects going forward, too.
Yeah, Kamara's workload really did surprise me based on how I expected the pecking order to be there. And that's the thing about week one. You can, you know, speculate throughout the offseason, but when the teams are playing and they give a certain workload to whichever player it is, you start to really see how maybe some of the things that we expected to happen are not correct and vice versa. So it's going to be interesting, you know, as we make those adjustments as we go on through the season. And that's why we like to, you know, dig deep into it and see how we go. I find once you get to week 3, week 4, week 5, you start to get a real good feel for how things are going. But up until that, it can go pretty much anyway. As if you look at my fantasy results over the weekend in week 1, that is definitely true. Some real duds in there. So obviously we're heading towards week 2 now. What should we look forward to in week 2? Is the article, as I mentioned, coming out on Thursday. We're recording this on Tuesday. So anything to maybe preview for this week's edition?
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to be looking at the Arizona situation pretty closely. I think it was just reported recently that David Johnson's going to get surgery on his wrist, and he's going to be on IR, which means he'll miss. I mean, the earliest he could return, I believe, is week 10, although yeah. It sounds like he'll probably even be out longer than that.
Yeah, it sounds like a 2 to 3 month injury. So, you know, you're looking at it probably week 12 if you're, you know, if you have high expectations of a return date. But it's one of those things that until we see him back on the field, it's really hard to know what happens. He might not get back on the field this year again.
Right, exactly. Especially, I think, if it gets to week 12 or whatever and the Cardinals are out of the playoffs and not playing well, they might just not even risk it. So that's a situation definitely to watch closely. I think the name that everyone is kind of talking up right now is Kerwin Williams. But he actually, I'm not as interested in him just because he was actually out-snapped by Andre Ellington. He only got one target compared to Ellington's 3. Plus, Arizona added DJ Foster off of New England's practice squad, and they also just re-signed Chris Johnson. So it's kind of crowded, and there's a lot of moving parts there, but definitely something to monitor going forward.
Yeah, so obviously as we head into week 2 and, you know, week 1, I mentioned my fantasy teams didn't do all that good, but from a kind of a money perspective, I had a few wagers on over the weekend and they went much, much better. And as I mentioned on previous highlight reels and on the Fantasy Beat podcast that I'm doing, my bookie are sponsoring those two shows as well. And they are the official bookmaker here off the podcast, but they're also the bookmaker that I do use. And over the last kind of season and a half, I've stuck firm with them. And that's what I've mentioned on my other plugs for them. But I really do think they are the best out there at the moment. Fast payouts, they have a great app. Your payouts are always less than 48 hours. So there's so much good stuff going on, so many good lines. And over the last week, I've had quite a good time on there. So that's another reason for me to give them a plug here as we go on in the show. But if you use the code ROTORECAP as you sign up and make your first deposit, they will match your first deposit and give you a 100% bonus. So, you know, you can't do much better than that. You're getting free money to start off as we head into week 2 here. Thursday night football coming up shortly and then a full slate this weekend. So I think it's something that, you know, if you are looking to put on a wager this weekend, try out MyBookie. Their website is mybookie.ag. They are, in my opinion, the best in the business, and use the code ROTORECAP to get a 100% bonus as you make that first deposit. And also, as a little added bonus, if you sign up this month with the promo code ROTORECAP, then forward a copy of your sign-up confirmation email to rotobizradio@gmail.com, you'll be entered into a drawing for a limited edition Rotobiz Athletic pullover. So sign up for MyBookie, deposit the money, and then forward us the confirmation email, and we'll announce the winner on a future episode. You play, you win, you get paid. It's as simple as that with MyBookie, and the website again, mybookie.ag. So moving on then, you know, with this project as it goes on throughout the season, is there anything else that we should look or you want to add in that we haven't touched on so far with the project?
With this project, no. Just make sure to also read Court Smith's companion piece on the AFC every week. That's coming out on Thursdays. I do have another in-season article it's called The Wrong Read. It publishes on Saturdays, and it's kind of a way to integrate our written content with some of the various podcasts RotoViz does. So it's kind of hard to say a lot about that just because it's hard to predict where it will go.
I listen to a lot. I was about to say an awful lot. That makes it sound bad. I don't know if that's an expression that makes it across the Atlantic, but in Ireland, if you say it is awful good, that means it's good. It's two words that aren't really used together, probably stateside very often. But a lot of podcasts and making those articles on RotoViz in particular and then applying them to podcasts, it just makes you a lot smarter about the process, about fantasy football and about football in general. So I think that's another good piece to look at. And I did enjoy at the start, and I meant to touch on it when I mentioned that you do the Zero RB watch list. It is for the NFC, and you mentioned Court Smith doing it for the AFC. I did enjoy when you said that it takes two people to do the work that one Sean Siegel can do. So exactly. I also enjoyed that. So it's been a pleasure having you on, Blair, and getting to talk to you about the process, with the article that you're doing. And as I mentioned on the intro, you can follow Blair on Twitter at @AmITheRealBlair. Now, Blair, that you are here, are you the real Blair?
Yeah, the jury's still out on that, I guess.
You are the one and only Blair here today, so it's been a pleasure. That's going to do it for today's edition of the RotoViz Highlight Reel, brought to you by Draft and MyBookie.ag. And don't forget, if you sign up to MyBookie, send us the confirmation email at rotovizradio@gmail.com, and you'll be entered into that drawing for the Athletic pullover. Really, really awesome piece of merchandise. I'm Colm Kelly. You can find me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. And as I mentioned there, my guest today was Blair Andrews at Am I the Real Blair. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the RotoViz Highlight Reel. Please rate and review the RotoViz Radio podcast channel on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Contact us via email at rotovizradio@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter at RotoViz Radio. And remember, you can always support the pod by subscribing to RotoViz at a 30% discount through the RotoViz Radio homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations. The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, and Thomas Hearns. Legends, whose four-way rivalry defined one of the greatest eras in boxing history. Relive their decade of dominance in the new Showtime sports documentary, The Kings, a four-part series premiering Sunday, June 6th, only on Showtime.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.